This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We begin today with a question prompted by this morning's December jobs report. Things were fine last month. 145,000 new jobs. The unemployment rate held steady at 3.5%. All in all, 2019 was pretty good for the American labor market. But here is where we turn to the question, because wages, not so great. Average hourly earnings for private sector employees grew just 2.9% for all of last year. And that, with unemployment at a 50-year low, makes no sense. So the question, which has bedeviled Fed chairs and analysts alike, why is this happening? Here's Mitchell Hartman.
In this strong job growth, super low unemployment economy,
lack of wage growth has been the biggest puzzle for the last several years.
That's American Enterprise Institute economist Aparna Matter. And she's got the first piece of the puzzle. Even with unemployment low, there's still slack in the labor market. Millions of long-term unemployed and part-timers looking for full-time work and folks on the sideline ready to jump in.
And the more and more people who keep entering, the less pressure on employers to pay higher wages.
And a lot of jobs created since the Great Recession have been in services.
The kind of work that people are finding, maybe contingent, contractual, not, you know, let's say high-wage jobs with benefits.
Where you do get benefits, like health insurance, that cost is going up, eating into what employers have left for raises. But this isn't just a last few years story. Wage growth was even lousier through most of the last decade. Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute offers a few more pieces of the puzzle. The Great Recession was deep and the recovery slow, and there have been long-term changes in the economy.
The reduced leverage that workers have, decline in unionization, the declining value of the federal minimum wage.
Moody's economist Mark Zandi thinks in the last couple years, the trade war has freaked out employers and made them hesitant to hike pay, but
now that we have a truce in the trade war, businesses might start to feel a little bit better about things, and we should see wage growth begin to pick up again.
So why aren't workers cashing in on this strong job market? Who knows? Maybe we'll never finish the puzzle. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.